This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A two-part program today. We're going to talk about Umpqua Valley Arts and a number of things that are going on in our second segment. But Elise Hansen with us right now from United Community Action Network and the Home Visiting Nurse Program Manager. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So kind of explain what this program is all about.
Yeah, so this is a new program coming to Douglas County. It actually started February 1st. It's called Family Connects, and it's a program that is coming to all of Oregon, but Douglas County has chosen to start it before everyone gets it. So this is a home visiting program for any family that has a baby in Douglas County. So Glendale, up to Reedsport, over to Glide, anywhere in Douglas County, if you have a baby, you are eligible for up to 3 nurse home visits from a registered nurse.
And what's the kind of the idea behind doing this?
So this is kind of the idea. It's actually kind of getting back to those old school home visiting roots of families need support. So I am a nurse myself. And when I brought my baby home a couple years ago, I was pretty surprised. I did this for a living. I was a pediatric home health nurse. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. So the idea is to just give families that have babies a supportive person to come see them, help weigh the baby, help answer feeding questions, and just provide support to families that have babies.
And of course, I mean, everybody's situation varies a little bit, but sometimes somebody has a baby, they may not have any family nearby or close friends that have any kind of background to help.
Yes. Yeah. And you can have a wide community of support and still have questions that a registered nurse is able to answer. So it's a beautiful service. It's a free benefit to everyone, regardless of your insurance, private insurance companies, Medicaid insurance. It's a benefit. You get up to 3 free visits.
And honestly, sometimes asking your friends is probably not the best thing to do. Maybe you ought to ask a professional.
Yes. So I just think of it as a free personal nurse for any family having a baby in Douglas County.
So when you visit, how long are these visitations?
They're anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half. We're here to really support families. If you're bottle feeding or breastfeeding, we'll go over that, answer any questions you have, weigh the baby, do an assessment, ask you how your health is. If you're the one that gave birth, do a physical assessment for you, make sure everything's okay. And then just ask how your family's doing, what questions you have. And a big part of the visit, too, is going to be if you have needs that come up, we are going to be the information hubs for referring to other places. So we will help connect you to services that you might not have even known about that you are eligible for.
And what kinds of things do people sometimes need that they really don't know where to turn to?
A lot of things are maybe financial assistance, help paying rent, energy assistance, finding childcare, helping people find high quality childcare, food resources, parenting groups. Maybe you just need connection to counseling services. A lot can come up after you have a baby that you didn't realize.
And so, you know, getting the childcare help can really be a big deal, because I think once you have a child, you become very picky about that. And not everybody, again, has got the resource of maybe a grandparent or somebody else who has got time, because sometimes you may have good relationships and good connections, but those people may be working too.
Yes, absolutely.
So what led to UCAN being able to jump in and get this ahead of a lot of other folks?
Well, this is coming to all Oregon counties, and Oregon put out the call for people who wanted to start it. And a few counties had started back in 2020, and this was the next round. And UCAN was like, we already are providing WIC. We run the food bank system. We have early Head Start, Head Start. We have the Healthy Families Home Visiting Program. We have so many supportive services for parents in Douglas County that this just seemed like a natural fit.
Now, how long have you been a nurse?
I've been a nurse for 8 years.
And what led you into that profession?
I knew I wanted to help families. I knew I wanted to help moms and babies, and I knew I didn't want to be in the hospital. And when I heard that this was a program that was offered, I jumped at it and moved down to Roseburg. And 8 years later, I love it. I love going to see families and support them in a different way.
Now, what's different about what this program entails than what's been going on previously?
This is different because there are no eligibility guidelines. So you can qualify regardless of your income. So it is meant for people of all income levels, all insurance types. It's really a universal program that your only requirement to be eligible is that you had a baby and we'll come see you.
And you've already been doing some visits. What have you been finding so far?
People have a lot of questions. I think people are excited that this is a free program. It's a benefit of their insurance. People are just grateful for the support that comes to them. It can be a lot to bring a baby out into the world to do appointments. And so having someone come to you is a blessing.
And what kind of questions do people tend to have about babies?
A lot of feeding. What's normal? What's not? When will they sleep? How long will they sleep? Will they ever sleep? Will I ever sleep again? Just those, you know, those basic questions that even as someone who had education and did this for a job, I had myself. So questions that we're happy to answer.
Yeah, it's really one of the biggest changes in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And most people realize that, but then the reality hits that this is a full-time commitment that's going to go on for quite some time. Do you feel like people kind of struggle sometimes? Maybe they walk into parenthood with one set of ideas and then reality kind of hits and they realize there's things they hadn't thought about?
Yes, absolutely. And I was one of those parents that I thought everything was planned out, and then my baby came home and everything went out the window. Oh, I wasn't going to use that type of pacifier. I did. It's, you know, so just meeting people where they are and realizing, helping support them and knowing that everything's going to be okay and they've actually do got this.
And that every birthing experience, every child is different. And so even if this is not your first one, if it's your second or third, et cetera, that, you know, maybe after the first one, you presume that everything would be about the same for the second one and you're shaking your head no.
Nope. Speaking of someone that just had their second baby, two different kids.
And as this program has gotten started, what kind of response have you from the people that you've met with already? Are they pretty excited to have this?
We are just starting. So we're just getting our referrals and our first visits scheduled. From the people we've already done visits with and our other programs, they love it. They're excited. So I think we're just super excited to roll it out to everyone in Douglas County and really get it ramped up.
And so this is really the ground floor of just starting right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, United Community Action Network with a lot of different things available to help families out. And I suppose that really is beneficial in what you're going to be doing because of knowing about all the other things that people may ask about or may not know if it's something that's available.
Yes. Yeah.
So if somebody has had a baby recently, how do they get connected for this?
They can visit our website, youcancap.org. They can also call us. Our phone number is 541-670-3622. And a lot of doctor's offices, we're rolling this out to doctor's offices. Mercy Hospital is aware. So if you've had a baby at Mercy Hospital, you can ask your nurse about how to get connected with this. And you can also ask your doctor's office how to get connected to this program.
And you said this originated out of the state?
Yes.
So any idea how many other counties? Is it going to be pretty much statewide?
It's in Lane County. It's in a few other counties. I know Polk County is starting. I think the plan is to get it to everyone in the next couple of years in all the counties.
And like you said, it really is kind of like what was done decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you like when you, in terms of your working with this, what's an average day like for you?
An average day, I would say it's usually get into the office, see who we're going to see, collecting baby supplies. So part of what we do is we'll bring a baby scale with us. We'll bring new supplies, a welcome bag for the family that just had a baby. So packing that up, making sure we're, you know, providing them with some baby basic equipment too, going and seeing the family, you know, talking to them, and then seeing where else we're going in the county that day, usually two or three visits a day.
All right. Elise Hansen is the United Community Action Network Home Visiting Nurse Program Manager. And again, if people want to get connected with this now or in the near future, remind them how to do that.
UCANCAP.org, and our phone number is 541-670-3622. And you can also just ask your nurse at the hospital when you give birth or your doctor's office when you go for your two-week newborn check.
All right, Elise, thanks for coming in.
Awesome. Thank you.
1245, segment two. In a moment, the interview podcast after one at 541radio.com. 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. It's Inside Douglas County. Ashley Kluver from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
Well, you've got a current exhibit going on right now. Tell us what people can come over and see.
So our current exhibits include five really fantastic shows going on, about three solo exhibits and one main group show and a student group show. The main exhibit is a group show called Subject. It's brought to us by MFA Northwest. It's currently open and on display for everybody to come see until March 14th during our open hours, which is Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And you've got something special coming up next Friday, right?
Yes. So for anybody not familiar with our exhibits, we like have our opening receptions, which we had a couple weeks ago, but we also like to include other educational types of events where artists and the visitors can also engage in the work in different ways. So next Friday on February 21st from 5:30 to 7:30, we have a special panel discussion that includes exhibiting artists Tyler Stoll and Olivia Del Gandio from MFA Northwest show. We're also going to have some other local artists in attendance, and this event is called Subject Body Language. It's a free open house event, and visitors will be able to come and participate with the artists who will be part of the discussion to explore language in artwork and how words, definitions, and terminologies can inform work and how it's received. So it's going to be a really cool way to kind of engage with art in general, but also the work that's on display.
So your panelists, are they local or where are they coming from?
So Tyler Stoll and Olivia Del Gandio are from up north. Their exact places that they reside in escape me, but they are from up north. They're part of a broader collection of these artists that are recent Masters of Fine Arts graduates in the Pacific Northwest, so they are regional. The local artists are to be announced, but they are going to be from our area in Douglas County.
And did people need to sign up for this or just show up?
They just show up.
So, and what else will be going on? Is that mainly it?
That's going to be mainly it. It's going to be a good opportunity for anybody who also tend to can't make it to during our normal hours to come see the work too, because we are alongside the panel discussion going to stay open the whole time for people to go check out the work if they haven't had a chance to yet because of their schedules. So it's a really good after hours opportunity as well. And we are going to have some bites and some drinks available to enjoy too. So that way, if anybody quite hasn't had dinner yet, they'll be able to do it without having their stomach growl.
Now, you've got, of course, not only do you do things for adults, but some things are aimed at kids, and you've got something you've talked about before called Kinder Art.
Yes. So we have multiple different areas of programming. Education is a very important one, and we, in our youth education area, have Kinder Art, like you said. This is an after-school program. It's still in full swing with a chance for students ages 5 to 8 to come and experience different artistic styles, different art mediums, and to just have a lot of fun getting their creative juices flowing. We've changed our schedule slightly this month. It's now Wednesdays from 2:30 to 5:30 and Fridays from 3:30 to 5:30. We have monthly rates available, and I know we're kind of in the middle of February, but if anybody is curious and they just want to try it out while we're kind of in the middle of the month, you can also come by and do a drop-in fee. We have that available for anybody that maybe can only come a little bit or who wants to try it out. We just ask that anybody who wants to do the drop-in to give us a call ahead of time so that way we can warn the teacher that we're going to have another student that day.
All right. And again, those Wednesdays and Fridays, what are the times?
Wednesdays from 2:30 to 5:30 for that early release time. And Fridays is going to be 3:30 to 5:30.
Thankfully, the word spring is beginning to come up in people's vocabulary. Talk about spring as it applies to the Clay Place.
Oh, my goodness. I'm very excited because we're going to be gearing up for another great term. We operate on a term basis at the Clay Place over the seasons. And spring term is another 8-week opportunity for anybody who wants to work with clay to come and be part of our open studio. It's going to open up at 10 a.m. Tuesday, February 18th for UVA members to register. We have different benefits that come with being a UVA member, and that's one of them. The following Tuesday, February 25th, I think it's going to be, right? I think I got my dates right.
Sounds right.
So February 25th is when non-members can register. But that UVA member registration, that early registration next Tuesday, is just one of the many benefits of being a member. And it's and a great opportunity to secure your spot because the Clay Place term can sell out kind of fast.
Yeah, it seems to be really popular. I mean, it's been there for a long time, but it never slows down.
No, and part of that I like to say, as somebody who manages that space, is attributed to what we provide in the studio. So we have two registration types. We have full packs and mini packs. Full packs give you an unlimited number of time slots to sign up for, to make clay, to be able to attend classes as well, because we do have classes twice a week that if you don't have any clay experience, you can learn through. And you also get access to studio amenities like in-house made glazes, furniture, tools, equipment, all of that. And we fire everything for you. Mini packs get pretty much the same thing, except you don't really get to access the classes. And you also get a little less time. That's more for people who need less time and they are pretty concentrated when they are in the studio, so they don't need all the extra class time. But for both of those, we provide an array of things that allow clay artists and students in general to make their best work. And I personally think it's one of the really cool things about our studio that keeps people coming back.
Now, are most of these in the late afternoon, early evening, or how does that work?
So the classes are going to be Wednesdays from 5 to 7 and Saturdays from 10 to 12, in case anybody wants to know ahead of time what to schedule for if they're new to clay. But the studio schedule for the open studio term is really broad. So we operate 6 days a week thanks to a handful of really great volunteers and our instructors who open the studio and help manage it so that way we can offer all those times. But they range from like 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Mondays, for example, to like 11 to 4 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, to even 10 to 4 on Saturdays. So we have an array of time frames that can fit almost anybody's schedule.
And so some of this then, if people have done this before, basically kind of know what they're doing, that should really be helpful.
Absolutely. So that way they know that they can just sign up for whatever time just fits for them, and they just come and they get to work freely in the studio.
All right. Now, you've got other things coming up. Talk about maybe summer.
Yeah, we're going to skip ahead a couple more seasons. We're always doing that at UVA, though. So Summer Arts Festival is upon us. I know it's only February, but stuff like that sneaks up fast on a big event like that. And just to share a little bit of what we've got going on, we have applications open for art vendors, food vendors, and entertainment. Specifically, we're doing a really big push to get some more food vendors in because the food is always an important part of the festival. You can't let visitors and vendors and anybody go hungry.
And so what's involved in being a food vendor?
So you go through an application process, which you can find on our website at uvarts.com. We have a form that you fill out and a small application fee. We then take a look with our food and entertainment committee at your application and just see how it fits in our event. And if we accept you, we let you know what else we need from you, including your actual fee that you pay to attend the festival, as well as any other paperwork that we need. And we just kind of go through that process from there that way. And then to flip it over to kind of community stage and main stage opportunities, which is for our entertainment, kind of something similar, except there's no fee to apply. We're really encouraging a lot of community acts to apply because one of the things that we want to do is showcase what talent we have in the community beyond just singing. So dance, music, I would say acting even. We've had magic, I think, in past years. And all of that can be applied through on the website too.
And of course, you've got two different stages.
Yes, like I said, the main stage and the community stage. The main stage is really good for regional, local, and national acts. And the community stage really focuses on Douglas County acts in general. So we have something a little bit for everybody. And like I said, the main stage is for local acts too. So if anybody has any musical talent and they feel like they want to throw their hat in the ring, feel free.
Wow. I'm just thinking about July. It seems so far away, but yet if you're planning something, it's really not.
Oh, yes. Especially something as big as this. It takes a really strong core team of UVA staff, but really honestly, what makes the event so successful is all of our dedicated volunteers on our committees who come help set the festival up, who help during the festival. If anybody is curious about how they can support that big of an event, they can also reach out to us and talk about volunteer opportunities. We've always got something available.
All right. For more information about any of what you've talked about today, how do people get connected with you?
You can go to uvarts.com or you can give us a call, 541-672-2532. My extension is 4 for anything exhibitions related or Clay Place related. You can also just hit our front desk up for any other questions around the organization.
All right, Ashley Kluber from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.